The National Farmers Union and Public Citizen argue the U.S. should appeal the latest WTO ruling against U.S. coal requirements and not send it back to Congress. The WTO says the program's labeling goal discriminates against imports from Canada and Mexico through livestock segregation and record-keeping rules. But Director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch, Lori Wallach, argues it's not time to raise the white flag yet.
If you look at the actual WTO rules, if everything went against the United States, which we have no reason to think it would, and if the WTO stuck to its timeline, which it never has, the soonest that sanctions could be authorized if the United States lost each step of the case on appeal, on sanctions amount, would be the end of the summer next year, August 2015.
Leading to Wallach's argument not to drop the U.S. meat labeling requirement, despite the call of other groups to do just that.
So in the interim, we should appeal, given the factual issue, and then if next August the United States has used up all of its legal processes, the really clear outcome in this case is to settle. Because as a practical matter, given that cattle imports have increased from the complaining countries, there is no sizable sanctions they could have.
National Farmers Union Chief Roger Johnson calls for including value-added products to COOL to raise its benefits. American Farm Bureau also backs COOL if it meets WTO requirements, but it is reviewing the latest ruling before it makes recommendations. But the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, American Meat Institute, National Pork Producers, and the American Soybean Association oppose COOL, citing its economic cost. As a matter of fact, Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says this has to be a congressional fix.
We have looked at this every way we possibly can, and there is no change that the Secretary of Agriculture can make that would bring country of origin labeling in compliance with the WTO. This has to be a congressional fix, and our position is that it's time to get rid of COOL. We need to repeal it. It may have sounded good to some people within our industry, but now after 6 years of implementation, it has provided no benefits. It's only cost our industry, and now it is threatening the trade relationship with two of our top five markets, Canada and Mexico. So it's time to repeal it, and let's let the industry-led programs provide this information to the consumer.
Woodall said this latest WTO ruling brings us one step closer to retaliation by Canada and Mexico. Now, the U.S. has 60 days from this latest WTO ruling if they do decide to appeal. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.